the Underground Oracle of the Dead, that's the really scary part of the book, and that's what it starts with. And that is the most fantastic place that very few people alive have ever been into, because, of course, it's not open to the public at all. And my wife and I were really the first people living to along with our friend Michael Bagent, you know, the author of The Holy Blood and Holy Grail.
Well, he's been in the news lately, hasn't he?
Yeah, Michael's a great pal of mine, and I was at the final day of the trial yesterday, as a matter of fact. But I won't discuss the trial, but I saw Michael, of course, and his wife and daughter. And he came with us on this trip. I asked him along, and he was able to take some of the photos of me, and I was able to take some photos of him, and we had a great time. But as you pointed out earlier on, it's not the kind of place you would go on holiday, because we're crawling through 18-inch high tunnels, choking on dust with breathing masks and all of that, and running out of air. And it's pretty spooky, although I'm not easily intimidated, nor is my wife Olivia, because we got so familiar with the place that when we went back later and filmed it for the documentary that we made, which was for the National Geographic Channel,
yeah,
Olivia went down all on her own. And you see, there are... Well, I better describe it a bit before you can appreciate what it
yeah,
was.
And the location for everybody.
Yeah. This is an underground site cut out of the solid rock, which is a quarter of a mile long in its various tunnels and chambers. And it was a replica of hell made by the ancient Greeks, and it was done on the west coast of southern Italy, which used to be Greek Italy. This is long before the Romans existed.
Mm-hmm.
When the Greeks had colonized that whole area. It's near an ancient city called Cuma, which is said to be the earliest Greek settlement in Italy. And it's at a place called Baia, which takes its name from one of the friends of Odysseus, or Ulysses. And it was known in antiquity as the Oracle of the Dead. What it was a kind of... Well, I hate to say this, but it was like a Disneyland version of hell. That is, it was an artificial hell, just so that you can understand, that was constructed by people. And if you paid a lot of money and went to consult the spirits of the dead at this place in a seance, which they would lay on for you deep underground, they would take you down in there in a drugged state, and you would believe that you were really in the genuine thing. You didn't think that this was like a mock-up or a Disneyland. This was the real thing. You were being taken really into hell. And the effects that they used were so spooky, with all the smoke and lights and sound and barking dogs and all of that, that you really believed it. And they created an artificial river underground known as the River Styx. And you would come to the edge of this river, and you would get into a little coracle, which is a small boat, and you would be rowed 150 feet along this underground river, past an underground lake called the Lake of Memory, and you would then get out at the far end and go up some steps into a seance chamber, where you would consult the dead spirits, who would then predict the future for you. And you could see your dead parents and friends and all of that. And this is described in great detail in the Aeneid by Virgil. And it's also described in the Odyssey, because Odysseus himself went down into this place, which is very, very ancient.
Because the construction to do what they did with the kind of technology we assume they had is remarkable.
Well, we don't really know how they did it, because I worked out that it would have taken, I think, a minimum of 50,000 man-hours just to carry the rubble out, because it's carved out of the solid rock, and it's so narrow that you cannot pass anybody in the corridors. Therefore, if you go in and dig your basket full of rock and carry it out again, nobody can come in while you're doing that. So there's a big delay factor while you walk for a quarter of a mile with your basket
you
full
can't
of rubble.
Turn when you're in some of these tunnels, you can't turn around, can you? You have to come out like backwards?
Well, in some of them, yes, and you certainly can't pass anybody. It's pretty weird, and it's we've only discovered part of it because I was able to demonstrate that there's another whole level below because I found the hollow sounds. And I've done a lot of exploration of it now, and I'm trying to raise the money first to clear it because it was blocked by the Romans. They filled it up during the reign of Caesar Augustus, the guy who followed Julius Caesar. He had a general and a sort of number one flunky called Agrippa, who married Caesar's daughter, so he became really the power behind the throne, and he got obsessed with this place. He hated it, and he was determined that he was going to make it impossible ever to function again, so he kind of went mad, and he got a large chunk of the Roman army, from what we can gather, to spend all their time carrying soil and rubble back into the place to fill it again.
Ah, okay.
Which went on for apparently years, this process of filling up the Oracle of the Dead, which this madman hated so much for reasons we don't know. And so I have to crawl over all this rubble, and I would like to clear it out. And of course, I'm friendly with the local archaeological authorities.
So over the...
who have to let me in.
Over the hundreds, in hundreds of years, thousands of years, actually, nobody has cleaned this out? It just remains the way it was left?
Well, it was sealed off by a tremendous earthquake in 63 B.C. during the reign of Nero. And then from that time on, nobody could gain access to the entrance because everything collapsed on top of it, all the buildings and temples and things. And baths, because the Greeks had temples there, and I was able to find a lot of the stonework of the original temples, which go back to about 550 or 600 BC or whatever. And over them, you could see all the Roman constructions where they turned it into the great baths of Baia. It was like the Biarritz of ancient Rome, and everybody who was anybody went there for the summer. You know, if you weren't seen at Baia, you just weren't in the swing, and the emperor was there with his palace looking down on everybody, and if you were rich and powerful and wanted to get laid, you went to Baia. That was where it was all happening. But in 63 B.C., there was this earthquake that covered it all up. And the whole of Baia was destroyed because it's very near the volcano of Vesuvius. And so it's also a bit spooky because you're near all these areas with all the sulfur coming out of the ground and water levels rising and falling and things sinking beneath the sea. And so it's a little bit frightening in some ways.